TonyTiolis.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Tiolis, and I am keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is January 11, 2012. This is episode 30 of the To-Do List Home Podcast, the new Fix-It-Yourself Manual Book Review, coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is That's Not My Name by the Ting Tings, recorded on We Started Nothing from 2007. Have a listen at amazon.com, and the link can be found in the show notes. Subscribe, connect with us, listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73, and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites can be found at the todolisthome.com website. We hope you'll share your to-do list ideas with us. You'll also find useful files that you can download on the menu bar of the todolisthome.com website. Feel free to view and use the files on your to-do list. If you have visited this site before, or if it's your first time, you will quickly learn that at todolisthome.com, we keep track of things we do around the home. I have said throughout my life, if you want to know how to do something, there is a book out there waiting for you to read. And thus, I wish to introduce you to the new Fix-It-Yourself Manual by Reader's Digest. Although the last copyrighted version was published in 1996, the new Fix-It-Yourself Manual is very suitable for any home or apartment in 2012. In episode 26, my last book review of Home Buying for Dummies, I noted that that book gives a list of things to do after you purchase a home. A big point on the list is to continue to save money. This includes saving up to 1% of the purchase price of the home per month. This is necessary to help maintain and improve your residence. The best way to survive as a homeowner is to learn how to fix things yourself, or at least understand what needs to be fixed and how to do it. With that bit of knowledge, you will be less likely to spend more time and money than necessary. We live in a throwaway society in which the health of the economy is dependent on built-in obsolescence of products and services. The new Fix-It-Yourself Manual will help you change and learn to become more reliant on yourself for home repairs. The first thing I learned from the new Fix-It-Yourself Manual was that I didn't need a lot of tools as a new homeowner. The first section of the book identifies the basic tools you need to take care of your home or apartment. It also shows you how to use and take care of those tools. I also learned about the operations of different home appliances with the book's numerous breakaway diagrams and the helpful explanations that go with it. The new Fix-It-Yourself Manual helped me understand the problem and necessary repair. When the heating element in our oven burst last year, I covered this experience in episode 11, and I linked to that episode in today's show notes. From what I learned in the book, I felt confident I could fix it myself, and after some searching on the web, I found a great service provider called PartsSelect.com and was quickly able to select, order, and replace the heating element myself. I found the section on plumbing to be very useful. That section shows very clearly how to diagnose and repair or replace leaky faucets and pipes. It also teaches the best methods for clearing clogs. You can be charged for thousands of gallons of water that you never use with just one leaky faucet. The new Fix-It-Yourself Manual is for anyone who wants to save money and learn new skills for maintaining and improving home living conditions. Whether you are a homeowner or a renter, the new Fix-It-Yourself Manual will provide you with knowledge that can be applied quickly and safely. This is one way we can move away from being a throwaway society. Whether you're dealing with a broken chair or a microwave on the fritz, the new Fix-It-Yourself Manual will help you diagnose the problem, understand the solution, and make the best repair decision. You owe it to yourself and your bank account to do your own home repairs.
The book is a little pricey at $23 on Amazon.com, but as you saw, the pictures and useful diagrams are worth the price itself.
More importantly, the book will pay for itself the first time you repair something that you otherwise might have requested from a contractor for too much money. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful and don't get taken.